LaRue, what's good with you, man? Welcome to DubCNN.com.
DubCNN, what that is, man? You're playing LaRue the hard-headed, man, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Now, before I even get started, you know, because your name, LaRue the hard-headed, where'd you get that from?
Oh, man, that come from the streets, man, before the rap thing even started. So, you know, it's kind of close to my real name, so.
Okay.
Just ran with it, you know?
Gotcha, gotcha. Now, the Bay Area is known for its independent hustle. It hasn't really stepped into the mainstream spotlight lately, but like, you know, some other regions and all that stuff. But artists always seem to be, you know, doing okay for themselves coming out of the Bay. What type of mindset does it take to be a successful independent artist?
Well, I mean, first of all, you got to believe in yourself, man. And, you know, being, you know, invest in yourself, too. You know what I mean? And just push that line. And can't be scared to do your own footwork if you got to, you know?
Yeah, I got you. I got you. So I know that you've been in the game for a minute. You've been in the game for a minute. You've had you had a stint with AWOL Records where you worked with Sebo and Killate and Marvelous and whatnot, and you're currently on Sick With It, right?
Yeah, correct.
Is 40 hands-on with the artists that come through Sick With It, or how does that kind of go?
I mean, he's very hands-on, man. You know, he's been doing this thing for a minute, man. So, you know, like I said, he's an entrepreneur, man. He's, you know, he really the ambassador, you know what I mean? Real businessman, real artist, he's well-rounded. So, you know, he just rubbed that off on everybody he deal with pretty much, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because he's been in the game, I think, just recently, 20 years in the game, right?
You dig? Big yeah. Business, man, you know?
Yeah, you have your own thing going on as well with, what, Timeless Music, right?
Yeah, Timeless Music Incorporated, for sure, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And you know, under that, we got, you know saying, a film division, we got, you know, recording studios, it's all the whole nine, bro, we're just keeping it moving, you know?
Okay, so let's touch on that, since you touched on kind of being multifaceted in the game. Did that come from an interest in doing different things in the music industry, or was that just out of necessity, or how did all those different things come about that you're doing with yourself with Timeless Music?
I mean, it comes from just being interested in it in general, but also just, you know, from kind of having a lack of resources and some things, you know, it's like people out in the country, cats like, for instance, I'm going to say, for example, like David Banner and people that come from, you know, the small places. If you don't have the resources available to you, sometimes you got to go create it for yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So the music video, I think there was, you had sent me a link to one of your most recent music videos, and I mean, that's very well done. I mean, it looks real professional. So was that something that you did? You went about going ahead and securing that and doing all that stuff?
No doubt. You know what I'm saying? I teamed up with my boy, Ben Griffin. We formed a little production company as well that's joined to Timeless Music. It's called Prime Zero. You know, that's a production company where we come together, we put the scripts down, we lay it down, we own all our equipment, we got our own team, you know, we make it official, man, and that's the look we bring in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sounds good to me, man. So I know that you, when you left AWOL in 2001, I believe it was, and you went independent and started Timeless Music, you put out your Hood Journal project, and then also what a Bay Area Muscle compilation, I think it was.
Yeah.
And you also did a project with Dooney of the Federation. Now, so along those lines, now having been in like a couple different situations and still having what you have go on with Timeless Music, what's the biggest thing that you've learned along the way?
I mean, that is 90% business, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Artists got to be well-rounded. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to just be a rapper out here. You got to know your shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. What's one of the bigger mistakes that you made in the beginning, if you can divulge it?
I would say when I first, you know what I'm saying, went fully independent, I think, you know, one of the first projects I did, I think my biggest mistake was I overpressed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I overestimated when you got to just test the water first and see what it do. So the first time, I was just anxious, thinking, okay, you do this, you do that, it's going to bounce right back to you. You know, you do this, woo-woo. You know, I was kind of looking at it like a quick flip, like something you'll see in the streets.
Yeah.
Not really how it worked. You know, and you got to deal with it like, you know, it's a real business. You know what I mean? It's real turnaround times and cutoff dates and invoices. And, you know, it's a real business aspect of this shit. You know what I mean?
I hear you. It seems like it, you have to, even if you believe your project is going to sell, let's say, 100,000, you got to be a little bit more modest with how much you press up in the beginning, right?
Exactly. Test the water first. You know what I mean? to start with something, you know what I'm saying, realistic, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Even if you feel like you the dopest rapper and you got the, you know what I mean, you still want to keep it modest, man, and just, you know, just put it out there first, and see, just because you think you dope don't mean everybody else want to think you dope, you know?
True indeed. Speaking of being dope, I wanted to kind of round back over to Sick With It. Is it a pretty competitive environment over there, Sick With It?
Nah, it's all family, man. Ain't nobody really, you know, ain't no competition. Everybody, you know, communicate and be kind of, you know, it's a together thing, man. You know what I mean? You know, it ain't no competition. Everybody focused on trying to make good music. You know what I mean? That's what I like about it. You know what I'm saying?
Cool, cool. Now, since it's kind of, it seems like it's timeless music and Sick With It, right? So are you really having input, like, on your next project? I think it's coming out. What is it called? It's called The Corporation, right?
Right.
Right, so are you having a lot of input into the marketing of it and the whole presentation of the project?
Well, I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm real hands-on with pretty much everything I do, you know what I'm saying? Also, you can't forget about 30-30 Records, the homie Mugzilla, too.
Right.
It's all a joint venture, you know what I mean? And yeah, definitely, man, I'm real, real hands-on with this corporation project. It's like, you know, it's real official. So, yeah, basically, you know what I'm saying, we focus on together and the whole nine, so it all comes together right, you know what I mean?
Okay, so go into a little bit about the corporation, that project. What can we expect from it, and, you know, what's the whole, like, thought process behind it? Tell us a little bit about it.
It's just really, you know what I'm saying, showing the business side of it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, I mean, this album is going to be real visual, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a new day and age, and I feel like the visual is so important now. Everybody hearing it, and it's like, especially from the Bay, it's time that people see it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So with this album, I'm really showing them a visual of just, you know what I'm saying, of being a businessman, an artist, and just being a well-rounded person. That's what makes it like a corporation. It's more, it's a whole unit, you know, it has to move as one, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. So with all the music that's coming out in the market today, What makes La Rue somebody that people should check out and become a devoted fan to?
Man, I'm well rounded, man. You know what I mean? I cover all boards. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? You know, of course, I keep it straight. But at the same time, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I want my album to be, you know what I'm saying? Listen to it's like one big song, you know, and each song is just a different verse, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
But it all come together at the end of the day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Now you mentioned, obviously, from talking to you, it seems that you have, you know, a lot of business savvy. Is it hard to kind of switch from being an artist and then go to wearing the different hat that you have to wear when you're taking care of business? Is that difficult for you, or you pretty much got it down pat by now?
I mean, yeah, I'm down pat right now. I had to bang my head quite a few times, though, but, you know, I'm good, though. You know, the bruises done healed, and I'm comfortable with it, man. I love it, you feel me?
I hear you.
Good, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a good look. It's a good thing, you know what I mean?
I got you. So, I know you got a video. You shot a video for, what is it, a song called 20 Bricks, right?
20 Bricks and the boy Jack, you know what I mean? Shout out to that boy, the Jack, you know?
Okay, and then you did just did a recent one with Keith the Sneak, right?
Me and Keith did a nice little powerhouse video. It's called Money and the Power.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So when it comes to I'm sure a lot of people, when they see the videos, they don't really get an idea of kind of what goes into it in terms of putting it all together to make it flow. So are you hands-on with the whole treatment of the video, how you heard it? I mean, transferring it from being a song to being something, like you said, more visual. Are you
right,
hands-on with that?
I mean, like I said, it's like, you know what I'm saying, it's a new era, so it's like now the visual thing is bringing it to life.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we've been bringing songs to life. Like a song that you would hear, be like, okay, that's cool, yeah, that's slapping. But then when you see it, you're like, man, that's dope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for the most part, you know what I mean, I listen to the songs and, you know, and I just be like, man, that's the visual. And then I pick out when I do the treatment to it, which I do, you know what I'm saying, I usually pick the locations and get real hands on with the locations and the treatment. I always try to focus in and just be honest with the look. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. I got you.
I don't want it to look all animated and hella crazy. I want it to look honest and realistic, to where people be like, man, you know, that's some real type of things that could be going on. You feel me?
Sounds good. I hear you. So when we have a obviously we'll be, you know, keeping in touch along the way. But let's say two, 3 years down the road, we have another one of our many conversations, what will you have accomplished within 2 or 3 years' time? What will you have done?
Well, I mean, you know, by then, you know what I'm saying, we should be well conquered into the music. I mean, of course, the music thing going to be on lock, and as well as just visual game. Because like I said, it's more than just music videos. We're going into the movies. We're going into the whole visual side of things. Okay. You know what I mean? Of course, you know what I'm saying, conquering this online world, because it's a new, the online thing is, you know, that's the newest thing, the iTunes downloads. And it's a digital game right now. The game, you know, record sales kind of slow in certain areas, depending on who you are, of course.
Yeah.
You got Lil Wayne going platinum in a week.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying, you know, but I see big things, man. You know what I mean?
Okay. I got you. So any last words for Dub CNN? Let the folks know how they can get in touch with you, your MySpace, all that good stuff. The floor is yours, man. What's going on?
Shout out to Dub CNN, man. Y'all always keep it 100. Y'all always let the people know what's happening. You know what I mean? Contact your boy. You can always Google me, man. Just type in LAROO in your Google search, man. I'm the best thing smoking, the first thing smoking. Or, you know what I'm saying, you can go to the MySpace, LaRue. You can go to the YouTube, LaRue. You can go, you know what I'm saying? But really, in your Google search, that's going to show you everything. So first thing pop up is the MySpace thing. So just go to the Google thing. Just, you know, check your boy.
All right, for sure, man. Keep us posted on what you got going on, man, all right?
Man, let's do it, man. You know.
Yeah.